This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The House of Representatives is still in session this morning after a marathon night trying to finish up business in time for the holidays. Over the weekend, both chambers were in session trying to resolve differences over spending cuts, drilling for oil in Alaska, and the Patriot Act. Joining us to talk about the tangle that's kept Washington in town is NPR's Andrea Seabrook. Morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So what did the House accomplish last night for all that lack of sleep it apparently has lacked?
The House was, it was interesting. The House was packed for the last couple of hours as lawmakers just gave up going back and forth between their offices and the floor and just sort of collapsed into chairs. The final vote on the spending package, the big budget package, came at about 5:45 this morning Eastern Time. This was the final version of a bunch of spending cuts lawmakers have been working on and fighting over for several months. Most of the cuts are in Medicare and Medicaid, other social welfare programs, and some other smaller programs. It comes out to about $40 billion in spending cuts. That's about $10 billion less than the House wanted, but $5 billion more than the Senate did. But it doesn't include cuts in food stamps, interestingly, which were pulled out at the last minute. There was enough opposition to that. Now, Renee, earlier in the night, the House passed a huge bill worth more than $450 billion in funding for the Pentagon and the war in Iraq. Plus, Republican leaders attached money for Katrina relief. That's $29 billion more dollars. Money for U.S. to prepare for an avian flu pandemic. That's $3.8 billion. And an extra $2 billion to help lower-income Americans pay for home heating oil prices, which are very high this winter. But, by the end of this all-nighter, Renee, everyone was getting a little punchy. And one Republican, the chairman of the Budget Committee, had only one sentence to say about the budget bill. And the whole chamber exploded into laughter. It's been a very crazy night.
And drilling in the Arctic, hasn't that been attached to these bills?
Yes, it has, Renee. It's been attached to both of the bills I just mentioned at one point or another. That's the measure to allow oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR. It was shuffled around by House and Senate Republican leaders, and it finally ended up on that huge defense appropriations bill, a bill relatively few lawmakers feel comfortable voting against because it funds the troops and the war, and in fact, very few did. And so Republican leaders managed to basically force many Democrats and even many moderate Republicans to vote for ANWR, even though they oppose it. And, it'll be interesting to see whether the Senate goes the same way later today or if there are enough votes over in the Senate to actually filibuster it.
Well, that reminds us of the Patriot Act 2 weeks ago. That looked certain to pass.
Exactly, Renee. But when a bipartisan group of senators decides that they want to stop something, they can. And I'm told there are quite a few senators angry at the fact that ANWR was added back into the defense funding bill at the last minute last night. Democratic leader Harry Reid has threatened to add all kinds of procedural votes and parliamentary maneuvers to put sort of a burr under the saddle of Senate Republicans. And it'll be interesting to see if any Republicans go along with him and if they're able to filibuster or even want to filibuster a defense bill.
Well, back to the Patriot Act, how bipartisan is the opposition to that?
Well, it only takes a few Republicans to be against something, and these aren't the sort of moderate Republicans. We're talking more conservatives who are really concerned about civil liberties and the protection of those. If there's one thing really gumming up the works here and keeping lawmakers from getting home, it is the Patriot Act, though. So far, the House has passed the final deal negotiators made with the White House, but the Senate is filibustering it. Many in the Senate would like to pass a 3-month extension of the Patriot Act as it is now, but the House has rejected that. So, as seems to happen at the end of every congressional session, the big wrestling match here is House versus Senate, not Democrats versus Republicans.
Andrea, thank you.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook.